It's Tuesday and time to read from your comments. When we talked about decisions affected by student loan debt, many of you shared your thoughts on how to get out from under. Savannah McCauley in Jacksonville told us she owed just $2,000 when she got her English degree because she attended a public university and worked 35 hours a week. I was able to obtain a wonderful job, she wrote, which I love, but is certainly not in my field of study before I even graduated school. I think you can go to a university, major in liberal arts, and graduate with little debt, so long as you give up your ideas of going to Ivy League or private schools and realize you may need to take a job in a field different than what you imagined. And Michael Hamanan emailed, "When I was an undergrad, almost every institution mentioned most people will spend more than the usual 4 years in school. Graduating people in 4 years or less seems like a great way to save money and alleviate debt." Wendy Brown heard our conversation with New Yorker cartoonist and stay-at-home dad Pat Burns and wrote, "I can sympathize with your dilemma of helping your daughters through their periods. I'm a single mom with a son, so it fell on my shoulders to teach my son how to shave and how to pee standing up. By the way, he's only left the toilet seat up once in his life." Finally, a clarification from our conversation on how schools teach sex ed. Nora Gelperin, one of our guests, complained that some programs perpetuate misinformation that gay or bisexual people have higher rates of HIV. After that show, our other guest, Dr. Diane Foley, challenged that assertion. Nora Gelperin told us that she had tried to draw a distinction between sexual behavior. CDC data tell us that men who have sex with men are, in fact, more likely to contract HIV, and sexual orientation, which does not necessarily equate with riskier sexual behavior. If you have a correction, comment, or questions for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. If you're on Twitter, you can follow us there at TOTN or follow me at Neil Conan, all one word. Talk of the Nation is produced by Priska Neely, John Asante, Peter Granitz, April Failing, Padmananda Rama, and Sarah Handel. Sarah also handles our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Our intern is Nunera Amun. Gwen Uten directs the program. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Brian Jarbo, Michael Cullen, and Jerry Tennant. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Tomorrow, when allegations of sexual abuse arise, why people speak up or choose not to. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.